Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. In the middle of a controversy, Lieutenant Governor Stavros Antony joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp, that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance. Where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're at the home of the Nevada Builders Alliance, and we're delighted to welcome back to the program the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada, Stavros Antony. I'm going to guess that you are running for re-election, even though you are not able to make the official announcement yet.
Well, great to be with you, Sam. You're always a great American, and it's nice to spend some time with you. And if we're going to start off with that, I am running for re-election, absolutely.
All right, well, we broke some news right off the bat.
Yes.
Just for those that may not know, you were 29 years at Metro. You also served on the Board of Regents. You were on the Las Vegas City Council for three terms. And then since 2022, you've been Lieutenant Governor. And you're right in the middle of some controversy that has occurred on this program as well as in other places. So let's start with that so we don't have the 800-pound gorilla in the room with nobody addressing it. You received a lot of notoriety with your task force for women's sports, which appears to want to ban transgender athletes from women's sports. How big of a problem is this in Nevada in high school sports? Do you know how many transgender athletes now compete in women's high school sports?
Well, I appreciate you bringing me on the show to talk about this. This is an actually getting to be a major issue here in the state of Nevada, where biological men want to play against female athletes. And it not only is it not safe, but they're taking away their championships. They're taking away their medals. They're taking away their trophies from these female athletes that have been working for years and years and become top in their field. And you know, it's hard to say how many there are because nobody's keeping track of it. But recently, the NIAA, which governs the high school athletics, just banned biological men and women's sports. And my task force really should take credit for that, because we went to several public comments during their meeting asking them to do that. So they thought it was important. And really, you know, it doesn't matter what the number is. Can you imagine a female athlete and the parents of that athlete that have been working for years and years and years, going to practices, going to games becoming almost perfect in their particular sport, whether it's volleyball or golf or soccer, and they reach the epitome of their game, they're ready to host a trophy or really go to college or go to the Olympics, and then a biological man comes along and competes against them, and 100% of the time when a biological male plays against a female athlete, they're going to win and to take that away from them. If that happens one time to a Nevada and a female athlete and to their parents, that is an absolute shame, and that's what we're trying to stop. So I know it's more than one. UNR volleyball team, they decided they weren't going to play against a biological man during an NCAA volleyball game against San Jose State. They just weren't going to do it. There's been a skier that had their trophy taken away, a track and field, female athletes. So who knows what the number is, but it doesn't matter. If it happens one time, that is an absolute shame. And that's really what we're trying to stop.
Okay, so we can go down lots of roads on this, but I guess the one that concerns me the most is dealing with the idea of people who are transgender. I mean, do you accept that there are people who are transgender, that they are either male or female, and that they change, that they are not biologically comfortable with who they were born as, and feel that there's and it's a huge step. I mean, I cannot imagine as a man transitioning to being a woman and what that would take. And I can't imagine that you could imagine that either. And what concerns me is that this is a great political issue, and 80% of the country agrees with you. It's it's been said it's an 80-20 rule. So I'm not arguing about the public making a decision. What I'm concerned about is that, you know, civil unrest, we've seen it with people setting fire to Teslas lately. We're picking on a group. We don't know how many people are transgender in the state. We don't know, and Senator Scheibel said on the program that if it was 10% of the people in Nevada who were transgender, that it would be a much lesser number that would be involved in sports. My concern is, are we now picking on a group that there are going to be consequences? Because we both know, you know, you come from a Greek background, I come from an English Jewish background. We know immigrants have suffered greatly over the years. Is this a group that we want to turn a spotlight on the way that we did with gay Americans back in the 60s and 70s, to where we had all kinds of revolution going on then? I mean, that's my bigger concern. And I've known you a long time. I don't see you wanting to see harm coming to people because of this. And I think that that's the road we're going down.
Well, you know, that comes up all the time. And if anybody looks at the history of my involvement in protecting female athletes, if anybody looks at the history of my task force working to protect female athletes, we never talk about transgendering. We don't care about that. We're not involved in that. If an adult wants to transgender, that's none of my business. I mean, this is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, if the people want to do that, that's fine. We have not gotten involved in that issue.
But don't you see where that could become a problem?
But we haven't attacked anybody that's transgendering. Our focus is very...
It's not you I'm concerned about.
Well,
I look at you as an ethically and morally good person. Your background says that you've committed most of your life to public service. I don't have a problem with that. My problem is that the same kind of people who are setting fire to Teslas right now are the kind of people that were gay bashing going back to World War II, where people were out on the streets looking for gay people to beat up. And now, you know, if somebody is potentially seen as transgender, that they are now going to be a target.
Yeah, I mean, again, our focus is on biological men who want to play in women's sports. That's it. We have had rallies trying to ban biological men from playing in women's sports because it's not fair, it's not right, and it's not safe. If somebody showed up at one of my rallies and said, let's ban transgender people, let's attack transgender people, they would be forcefully removed from that rally. This is not what we're about. And that's what people seem to, they want to muddy the water a little bit. We're strictly focused on protecting our female athletes. If a biological man who is transgendering to a female wants to play in sports, let's figure out another way for them to do that. But they should not be playing against female athletes because they're taking away their trophies, they're taking away their scholarships, they're taking away their opportunities. And people who lack courage to stand up for these female athletes is an absolute shame. And that's why I put this task force together, because we had a lot of people that wanted to stand up for these female athletes. The task force has female athletes who have played against biological men and not only have been hurt, but have taken their trophies away from them. That's terrible.
Okay,
So that's why I'm not here to talk about the transgender issue. That is a whole different topic. That's for somebody else to talk about. I'm not going to get involved in that. It's none of my business. My business, my focus as Lieutenant Governor is to rally people together to make sure that not one female in this state has something taken away from them because of a biological man who wants to play in female athletes. It doesn't work the other way around. So,
well, let me ask
you that.
That's
where our focus is. And that's why.
Are you concerned about women who are transgender who become males? Do you have a problem with them being in sports?
Yeah, they can play in the female section.
So
there is no example of a female transgender or a male transgendering to a female who is playing in male sports. I mean, or the other way around.
The other way around is what
I'm
referring
to. That has never happened because of a female.
Are you sure it's never happened? We at this point don't know how many transgender people, let alone transgender people
right.
playing in sports.
But a female playing in men's sports is going to lose. That's a fact. They're not going to win. No, it's impossible. It's impossible. Men are bigger. Men are stronger. Men can jump higher. Men can run faster. So that's why you don't find females playing in men's sports, because they're not going to win. But a biological man who's not very good at sports, who's not going to do well on the male side, if they play in the female side, they're going to win. I mean, there's plenty of examples of biological men playing in women's sports that are taking the trophies. I mean, it's just, that's biology. I'm not making that up.
Well, we can't come up with a number. But all right, let me ask you.
No, there isn't any.
Okay. And that's part of my point here.
Yeah.
The Nevada for Equal Rights Committee, which supports LGBTQ rights, has filed an ethics complaint about you, alleging you are misusing state resources for your task force to protect women in sports. And two Democratic state lawmakers, Assemblywoman Selena Torres Fawcett and State Senator Melanie Scheibel, also said your task force is a misuse of state funds recently on this program. What's your reaction to these charges, and do you think the committee, the Nevada Commission on Ethics, will take any action against you?
Well, that's interesting. I know Assemblywoman Fawcett has come out very strongly against me involved.
I think they both came up pretty strongly.
They both did. They've said it's none of my business. They say I should stay out of it. I guess my question is, I didn't know I was supposed to check with those two legislators on what I should do as Lieutenant Governor. I'm the Lieutenant Governor. I do whatever I see fit for the state of Nevada. So I didn't know I was supposed to check with them first. And in fact, I don't know if the other constitutional officers are supposed to check with those two legislators to find out what they're supposed to do. So I need to check with the controller and the treasurer and the attorney general to see if they're checking with those two legislators to find out if what they're doing is appropriate from their standpoint. So I don't even understand. I don't need their permission to get involved in anything. But this is what the Democrat Party does. They file these complaints. They think that they're going to intimidate me into backing off on protecting our female athletes. And I'll tell you right here on the show, my office is fully engaged, fully supporting our resources, are focused on many things in my office. But one of them, and it was my decision, was to focus on protecting our female athletes. So you can file these ethics complaints. In fact, the ACLU was one of them, and which kind of boggles my mind, because the ACLU is supposed to be protecting people's liberties, and I don't know why they're not out there protecting the liberties of our female athletes. So bring on these complaints. I don't care. I'm not backing off. Our focus, the task force, these are great female athletes and parents and elected officials on this task force that are focused on protecting our female athletes. I'm fully engaged, so bring on these complaints, and I don't care where they go.
Apart from the other constitutional offices, have you had this conversation with the governor?
Yeah, he's on board, absolutely. He's absolutely on board for protecting our female athletes. And I'll tell you, and I'll give you another example of how the Democrat Party is acting on this. One of the things that Assemblywoman Fawcett mentioned during your interview was that I should be focusing on supporting small businesses. The last 2 years, my Office of Small Business Advocacy, which is in the Lieutenant Governor's office, has supported thousands of small businesses. We have people calling our office, how do I start a small business? How do I fund a small business? Assemblywoman Fawcett was the lead in killing the Office of Small Business Advocacy in the Lieutenant Governor's office. So on one side, she says, support small businesses. On the other side, she kills the office in my office that supports small businesses. That's the retaliation that is occurring by the Democrat Party. And if they won't even have a hearing to discuss female athletes here in Nevada, both the bills that were introduced, they didn't even have a hearing. So they don't want to talk about it. But I'll tell you, Sam, I'm going to say it right now. If Assemblywoman Fawcett wants to come on this show with me and debate why biological men should be or should not be in women's sports, I'd be happy to debate her here. If you want to call her and book a show, I will be here with her. She can bring 3 or 4 other people, and I'll come here by myself, because I know that I'm standing on firm ground when it comes to protecting female athletes.
Well, as I pointed out at the beginning of the interview, you are in the 80-20. You're on the 80 yes. side of public opinion in this country. But I will certainly put out that invitation, and we will see what comes back. And I will not be surprised if she takes you up on the offer.
Yes.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We have much more with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada after this timeout.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation, and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Save money and take transit.
Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stavros Anthony, who is the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada. You had SB 55, which did not survive, but it was an agritourism bill. And it kind of made me think of medical tourism, which of course died a death because, as Shelley Berkeley put it, the mayor of Las Vegas, that wasn't going to fly when we don't have enough doctors for taking care of the people we have in Nevada. But what was agritourism all about?
So, as you know, my first 2 years as lieutenant governor, I traveled all over the state of Nevada. I mean, I went to Elko, Winnemucca, Wells, and I spent a lot of time talking to ranchers and farmers. And one of the things that they brought up was, and even here in the Reno-Sparks area, said, you know, we'd like to do some tourism on our property. We'd like to bring people on our property and ride horses. Look at the cows with the sheep, show them what we do as ranchers, what we do as farmers, really let people know how we feed, you know, really the world. And we can make a little money off of it, one thing, but we can show people what we do. But it's very difficult to do it because of liability issues, because we're not marketers of tourism. So, I'm the chairman of the Nevada Tourism Commission. Let me see what I can put together. So I put together the bill that you mentioned, SB 55, which created an agriculture tourism kind of a program in the state of Nevada. And we're only one of 11 states in the country that doesn't have agriculture tourism program. And what it did, it would create the program so it says from the state of Nevada that this is important to us. It dealt with liability issues. So if you walk onto a cow patch and you twist your ankle, as long as you put signs up, you walk into the cow patch, you can't get sued for $500,000. And it provided some grant funding for these ranchers and farmers to start it. And I put the bill together. I thought it was a great bill, but getting back to the women's sports things, the Democrats killed that bill specifically because of my stand on female athletes. That's the reason why they killed it. I know that for a fact. And it is terrible that they would throw the Democrat Party legislators would throw ranchers and farmers under the bus because of my stand protecting female athletes. This is something that was nonpartisan. It helped ranchers with tourism. Our number one industry in Nevada is tourism. And it's very unfortunate, but I'm going to go back to the drawing board and see if the commission can do something to support our ranchers and farmers, because they're the cream of the crop of our state.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with the Lieutenant Governor after this timeout.
Good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $150,000 Denim and Diamonds giveaways, with cash and free play drawings every Thursday and Saturday, and $30,000 in grand finale giveaways Saturday, May 31st, including a top prize of $20,000 guaranteed. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy Manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stavros Antony. He's the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada. We've got about a minute left here. Is it possible for a Republican Lieutenant Governor to get a bill passed by the Democratic-controlled legislature, period?
Well, I introduced three. Mentioned the Office of Small Business Advocacy. That was killed. Mentioned agriculture, tourism bill. That was killed. And then I actually had another bill. Again, very bipartisan. This had to do with my chair of the Nevada Outdoor Recreation Advisory Board. I put a bill in that would make it mandatory that every kid in school had 20 minutes of outdoor recreation during a school day to get outdoors. I thought this was completely bipartisan. The Democrats killed it. So I know for a fact that a lot of it had to do with my stand on protecting female athletes. It also had, obviously, to do with I'm a Republican. So to answer your direct, that's a perfect example of they're not going to support anything that I submit as the lieutenant governor, which is unfortunate because I'm also the president of the Senate.
Okay.
So you think that would be part of it.
We're out of time, but I will extend the invitation to the senator and the assembly member to see if they would like to come on and debate you, and we will see what comes out of it. I thank you so much for doing this today. I appreciate it.
Always great to be with you.
Thank you, sir, and we'll be right back.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp, that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers come to you from Carson City, from the headquarters of the Nevada Builders Alliance. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.